is for kooky, that's good enough for me. C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. C is for kooky, that's good enough for me. Oh, kooky, kooky, kooky starts with C.
And we're talking about pink cookies this morning with Amy Higgins from the Elyria City Schools. Good morning, Amy.
Hello, I love that intro.
Yes. Well, everybody acts like Cookie Monster when it comes to your pink cookies. Why are we talking about pink cookies in the middle of July?
Oh, wow. It's a special, special promotion. Actually, we never talk about pink cookies in the middle of July because the kitchen bakery shuts down for the summer. But they decided to open up for one special week this week to take orders for the Elyria School's signature pink cookie. And they're accepting orders now through tomorrow at 11 o'clock is the last order that they'll take tomorrow at 11 a.m. And you can order those by the dozen. They are $10 a dozen. And as you know, they are quite popular in this area, and they're actually gaining popularity all over now that they really hit the newswire as something special.
Amy, any idea how many orders have been placed so far? How many cookies have to be made?
Sure. We started selling them at the end of the week last week, I believe. And as of yesterday, we were over 150 dozen. And I expect that that was yesterday morning. So I expect throughout the day yesterday and after today, we'll top that for sure. But people, we're getting orders from other states as well who've seen it online. So people who are vacationing in the area, because there is one catch to the ordering. You can order your cookies by tomorrow at 11. However, the pickup date is not until next Thursday, between 11 and 1 on July 21st at the administration building on Griswold Road. So it's interesting because some folks who've seen it online and know that they're going to be vacationing in this area next week have placed their order, and they're coming to pick them up next Thursday.
Planning their vacation around picking up pink cookies.
They are. We had an entire bus tour coming through from Wisconsin that's picking up their cookies next week.
Wow. Tell us about Dee, the one who's known as the Cookie Lady.
Oh, my goodness. Dee Dee Schulich, she is a longtime Elyria Schools employee in the food service department. She is the only person in the district who bakes the pink cookie. And one of these days, I'm going to have you guys over to watch the process of the pink cookie, because it's not some little, prepackaged dough that gets pressed into a cookie press and then popped into the oven. This is a very tedious, involved process using fresh ingredients. We use this giant mixing machine that, in one batch of pink cookies that we would bake throughout the school year is 16 pounds of butter. So the whole process is very, very involved, and Dee Dee does that all by herself. Last year alone, she baked 30,000 pink cookies. Now, remember, we don't even sell them in school anymore. We're not allowed to sell them in school anymore because they don't meet the caloric requirement. So these are orders that have been placed outside of the school day. So it's pretty impressive. We do sell a lot of them at the Apple Festival, too, and we'll have them again. And folks can buy them all school year by calling the food service department. They are available all school year. But this particular week is a special offer.
The money that you get for these cookies, is there a special designation for those funds, or what?
It goes right back into the general fund for food service. So, it's a standard account.
Okay.
The recipe itself, Sodexo is our food service provider, a contracted service. They had, the pink cookie was new to them when they came to Elyria, because it's been an Elyria school's tradition for well over 40 years, actually probably closer to 55 years or so. It originated with our kitchen baker of the past, who's retired now, Jean Golick. It was her mother's sour cream cake cookie recipe. And she brought it with her when she was our kitchen manager. And she worked with one of the bakers of Lynx Bakery to refine the recipe so that it could be mass-produced and made using the industrial mixing and baking equipment that we use in our cafeteria. And it's been the same recipe over the years. You know, for a number of years, people wanted to try to make it a healthier cookie. And our former superintendent, Mr. Rigda, said, absolutely not. This is the pink cookie. We're not changing the recipe. We're not putting in, Splenda or anything else that takes away from the authenticity of the recipe. And, you know, it is what it is. It's a cookie.
Right. I wonder, there wasn't like a board meeting that somewhere there's minutes in a meeting where it says, I second that motion. The cookie stays the same. And that sounds...
No, it kind of came down from the superintendent that, no, we were not changing the pink cookie. It was what it was. And if you wanted to indulge and have a cookie, that's what you were getting.
Excellent. Was there a certain day of the week that cookie would show up in the cafeteria, or was it available all the time?
Was available all the time at the high school. It was an a la carte item. So, kids can buy them as they're going through the lunch line. It wasn't a standard lunch item, obviously. But and then we didn't serve it at the elementary or middle schools. But it was available in the staff cafeterias for staff dining. So they made a lot of pink cookies throughout the school week until, we were no longer allowed to do so.
Right. Does Dee Dee have any problem frosting a cookie in this relative humidity, 90 degrees?
No, because she says the key to her cookie is the love that she puts into it. Oh, wow. So everyone tastes just as good.
Absolutely. That's very nice. Now, if people want the cookies again, how do they go about getting them and ordering them, that sort of thing?
All righty. So they can call today and tomorrow until 11, this number, 284-8262. And that goes right to our food service control line, which is Jacob Latsnick is his name. But if he doesn't answer, you can just leave a message at 284-8262, and be sure to leave all of your contact information and the number of dozen that you'd like to order. They are asking that you come with cash or check to pay for the cookies. And again, pickup is next Thursday, July 21st, from 11 to 1 at the administration building on Griswold Road.
And what's the going rate for a dozen of the pink cookies?
$10 a dozen.
Okay. And again, it's going on right now, so get those pink cookies.
Yes, and this is not the Lynx pink cookie. This is a different kind of cookie. I know there's been a lot of controversy of that over the years, but this is a cake cookie. It's much different.
Okay. Well, people either who like them can get their fix, or those who don't know can find out what everyone's talking about. Award-winning signature pink cookie from the Elyria Schools. Our guest this morning, Amy Higgins from the schools. Thanks for joining us this morning, Amy.
Thank you.
Day. Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.